What is the one Thanksgiving food you want gone? Let's go to Garrett. Garrett, what Thanksgiving staple are you like, no thanks, it's gross?
Hey, good morning. AML here, Garrett. Definitely green bean casserole. I love green beans, but the casserole, those little fried.
Garrett went to him first. Out of the list of calls, Garrett, of course. It says right there. Yeah. Green bean casserole. So Jared goes first to prove his point.
Of course.
See the agenda?
Yes, I do. Yeah. What is there not to like? It is a condensed cream soup. It is a canned green beans and then delicious French fried onions.
That's
on
the
top.
Best part.
What's not
beans.
To like?
Oh, I mix the French onions in it. And then after put some on top.
Yes, that is the way.
If it was, if you substitute the green beans with tater tots, I'm in.
Jared.
Tater tot casserole is the same thing.
For the record, Jared. The new survey this year is that mashed potatoes used to be number one. Now it's stuffing, mashed potatoes, and number three, green beanie casserole.
Green beanie.
Green beanie casserole.
If you want the bronze, you can have the bronze. I like mashed potatoes more.
Okay.
Let's go to AML Jose. We should really trust with food.
Hold, please.
Okay.
You just said if a food requires gravy, it's garbage.
Mashed potatoes don't require it. I just, they go
turkey
together.
Turkey doesn't require it.
I had it the other day, some garlic mashed potatoes at some restaurant. They're delicious.
Okay, but what do you, we say mashed potatoes and gravy.
Look, gravy to me, that's really unhealthy. I'm going to listen to RFK more. There's no way.
Right. Your arteries are made
cut this man, he'll bleed gravy.
I like the white gravy. AML Jose, what Thanksgiving food would you like to see go away?
Green bean casserole. If it's on the table, I'm going to put it underneath the table and give it to my dog to eat.
My dog would turn up his nose.
I take back my congratulations.
I don't know what Jason is talking about, cornbread. That's not really a typical Thanksgiving side, is it?
It's
in the South, I think so. But go ahead. What was your take on that?
No, I don't really think that's a Thanksgiving side, to be honest with you. I've never seen that. Cornbread on my.
Well, it is.
Probably like a quarter of the tables, maybe.
They probably don't want you to have any more.
Oh, see, he's attacking you. See, I didn't attack you. All right.
I feel like cornbread is a pretty big staple, especially in the South.
Yeah, I would say probably about maybe half the table.
Maybe rolls and cornbread, because you see that a lot, too.
And I've seen the cornbread casserole where it's more of, like, mixed with the cream corn.
That's good.
Now, I can make
as well.
I see
that a lot.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Like corn pudding.
Yes.
Corn pudding, yeah, it's very good. Let's go to AML Chris. Chris, what Thanksgiving food do you want to get rid of?
Cranberry sauce.
Yeah, I'm with you.
Yeah, I'm with you,
not
too.
Not even the canned one?
I mean, I'll eat it, but if I was going to choose, it would be that.
Yeah, I'm with you on that
The canned one is just basically sugar, which is why it's so delicious with the turkey.
Well, there's two types of the canned one. One you have to cut up with a knife, and the other one that's jellied.
I want the one with the knife.
Okay.
A lot of
people
like
do. They put
it
on that turkey. I don't like sweets with things, so that's my thing.
I just don't like them.
My dad makes a homemade cranberry compote every year, and he does it like in a really like a cranberry sauce where it's like cooked down. It has
compote's
oranges.
When it's fancy.
Well, it's like cooked down, and it has lots of spices in it, like cinnamon, and then has orange and stuff. And he puts it in nice jars, and he gives it, and it's a really nice thing. But I'm like, where's the can?
Where's the dollar can?
I'm like, nobody tell Dad. Where's the can?
Where's the brick of cranberry
sauce?
Yes. And then Debbie, what Thanksgiving food would you like to get rid of?
Well, I agree with Jared, the turkey, but for a different reason, because every year those poor turkeys get spotlighted and a bunch of them get killed.
Okay.
And so I'd like to see them off the menu, maybe put a vegan turkey on there.
You know, I was thinking the same thing.
Yeah. What about
although you had the same answer as Jared, you do not agree with
that. What about all the green beans that get killed? You don't care about them?
And the casseroles.
Or the pig for the ham?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Where are you on that?
Debbie.
Yeah.
What do you like to eat for Thanksgiving?
I do like mashed potatoes, the stuffing. I do like green bean casserole, macaroni and cheese.
Oh, yeah. Mac and cheese is sometimes forgotten. That's a delicious one.
Yeah,
that's
it wasn't on ours growing up, though.
Yeah.
It was not on our table growing up.
I think it's evolved, though, lately more than ever.
I agree with that.
Agreed.
Yeah. So I'm looking forward to Thanksgiving.
Do you guys call it stuffing or dressing?
Stuffing.
Stuffing.
We grew up calling it stuffing, but I married into my husband's family, and it's dressing.
Dressing is like what you put on your salad.
Yeah.
That's what I said, but it's dressing to them. What do you call it?
My family's called it both.
Yeah.
Okay.
The real heavy Southerners go dressing.
Dressing.
It's a deep South thing.
Deep,
I couldn't remember this Northern or Southern thing.
Yeah.
Dressing.
And I kept referring to it as a stuffing, and they're like,
I would like to really bad make a turkey with Jared. to show him he likes it. And
well, why don't you do it?
Really make some eggs sometimes with Matt.
Let's do it.
To show him he really does like eggs. I think it's the perception. It's the it's something you guys did that traumatized you.
No.
That caused that to happen, but you don't realize what you're missing out.
Do you want to have a Thanksgiving feast?
Let's do it here at the studio.
We could do a Friendsgiving.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, that'd be fun. A Friendsgiving, Jason. Boy. You know, it might be lonely for the holidays this year for you.
No, I'm not going to be lonely for the holidays
I'm
like you.
I'm saying it could be.
Well,
I'm not lonely.
How are we supposed to know?
I'm not.
No, I'm not. I'm going to have a hype Thanksgiving.
Oh.
Yeah. Laser light shows, smoke machines. Get it right.
I'm telling you, it's going to be hype. There's going to be like,
turkey.
The number one green bean casserole.
The number one Thanksgiving in history.
I'm saying, like, I'm alone.
Yeah.
Yeah. See, I was deflecting.
So,
you said it first. No, I said it's going to be more lonely. You're.
No, it's not. I'm good.
Is okay. Your partner's not going to be there.
If anything, less lonely. Ha ha.
Well,
I'd be so hyped.
The kids and none of the kids and the other one.
Yeah.
I don't even know what you say anymore.
Your ex?
Is it? Ex-wife? Is that what you say? Well, it's not ex-wife.
Well, strange wife.
Yeah.
They're not going to be here. She gets them on that day.
So it will be hype then.
It will be hype because the place I'm going to, the
you're
house
is the club.
he is blacking out.
We probably start drinking
beers. I'll see you on Blackout Friday.
Well, first of all, it's my neighbor's house down the street, and he's had 35 people over, and they like start drinking at 6 o'clock in the morning. So it is a tight thing to now. By the way, I don't know if you know this, the day before and the day after Thanksgiving is some of the biggest nights of the year to
at
go
the
out
bars.
So it'll probably be like a bender or something. And, then I get them all for Christmas.
Okay.
I got you.
Yeah.
If you can bring me a plate, because I'll be recovering from my vasectomy.
Oh yeah. That's right.
Talk about lonely.
No, I won't be alone, but just me and my peas.
You'll just be eating the peas out of the bag on your crotch.
Yeah.
I'll make the turkey for Friendsgiving if we want.
I'll bring pecan pie. Don't you dare say you don't like pecan pie.
I don't like it.
Do, but it's not my favorite.
It would kill me.
Oh, yeah. He can't have it. You can't bring it.
That's why I'm bringing it.
Jared brings it. He's the only one that eats it.
Listen, but you have to make something.
Okay.
You can't just go buy it. You have to actually make something.
Okay. We're causing a lot of extra cooking.
What do you mean?
You're going to have to cook, and then we have to cook again for Thanksgiving.
Whatever.
You're not going to make, you're going to cook again for your, your blackout bender party?
Yeah. Well, they asked me to. I said I begged for them.
Throwing up. A lot of green bean casserole on the floor.
It's not going to be a blackout. But they asked me. I begged them. What can I bring? What can I? No, nothing. Nothing. We have tons of food. Just give me. And they said, we know, and we love them. Your espresso martinis.
Oh. Mm-hmm. Wow.
Yep. I'm going to bring them.
Yeah.
Nice. I thought you were definitely going to be the ice and soda guy.
Yeah.
You first of all, Katie, I cook. You know that. I won the grill off here. So what do you mean?
I just said it to make you mad and it worked.
Matt, would anyone in your neighborhood ask anyone to bring over espresso martinis?
Absolutely not.
Yeah.
Why? What's wrong with that?
No, it's just, you're going to have a gay party. Your little gay party.
Different neighborhood.
It's one of the most popular drinks right now.
No, it's fine. No, I know.
Katie, is espresso martini not a popular drink?
Yes, I'm also a woman.
Yeah.
Oh, really? Coffee and vodka and Kahlua. That's a girl's drink all of a sudden.
My neighbor would be like, is there Bush Light?
Am I like, honestly, is there Dr. Perky or Mountain Thunder on discount?
I'm not saying I wouldn't drink that, Matt. But if you tried one of my espresso martinis, you would like
espresso
it.
Martini?
I would love for you to make me one.
Golly, yummy. And it wakes you up.
Be delicious with these eggs you're promising.
And the green bean casserole. Seriously, you're going to throw that up big time.
Oh, man.
Gosh.